Hi, Dr. Sundaram. Wow, welcome. Your coach, your counselor, your mentor, your trainer from India, NLP psychologist, the leading NLP psychologist. The last 2 decades, you can see my work in over 350 YouTube videos and 100 such podcasts. You can see it on Anchor, my own podcast. I'm available on Podbean. I'm available on Stitcher. I'm available on many other auditory and YouTube video forums. Well, friends, today's show is on how NLP can be useful to me. Friends, this podcast is mostly meant for answering my students' questions and masterminding them, mentoring them for their questions and answers who are scattered throughout the globe. I do NLP training program. NLP is nothing but a neuro-linguistic psychology, a simple psychology for self-improvement. It will help you move from your comfort zone to challenge zone. Well, I do conduct NLP training program in English, in Hindi, in Telugu and Tamil. The basic program is once again in Tamil and English. It's scheduled in December 21st to December 23rd at Tamaram, Chennai. Most of the seats are full. The early bird incentive is over. Okay, the raw bird incentive is there. Those who are interested, you can still contact me on my email ID, or you have a details below. My email ID is DR, D for Delhi, O for Railway, S for Summer, U for Umbrella, N for Nagpur, T for Tirupati, R for Railway, G for Gwalior. DRSUNTRG@gmail.com. Welcome for the show. Wow. Well, you know, my campaign manager is mostly focusing on getting this training program full. We have only 21 seats, and he want to see that all 21 has filled up. He have called up all the old contacts and few contacts, and they're all working very busy. And a few interesting emails asking how NLP will be useful for me. Well, one student is asking me, well, can I influence my teacher? Yeah, I don't like mathematics. And when the teacher comes, she will ask me for mathematics homework. Can I use your NLP psychology and see that my teacher doesn't ask me that homework? Wow, very interesting kids thinking, number one. And a young married man asking me that I cannot stop my wife from nagging. Can I use NLP for stop nagging of my wife's words to me? Wow. My boss is always shouting at me. I want him to talk to me pleasingly. Can I use it? Wow, very good. You can use it, definitely. Another interesting question. Can I influence my girlfriend using NLP psychology? Oh, yes, you can use your influence your girlfriend. You can do anything. Maybe a small problem like a big queue is there, you want it to be cleared, you can use it. A gas problem is there, how if you can use it. And I use it mostly when I go to Marina Beach. I don't know where to park my car. I do my NLP technique. NLP is nothing but a mind programming technique of creating your own hormones. You go to the happy state, create the hormone, vibrate it. And everything is very, I would say, not scientific, but semi-scientific. Okay. It is experiential techniques. Well, friend, NLP is nothing but a mind programming technique. Okay. You program your mind so that you get what you want to achieve. Whatever you want to achieve, you can achieve it using a mind programming. We will teach you, we will train you, we will make you perfect how to use anchors, your locking of experience, how you can reproduce experience. Once again, this is called anchor. You can go to NLP blog and find out what is an anchor. You can remove your fears and phobias, your unwanted desires by using a few switch techniques. You can also create your desired future by using an visual anchor or an auditory anchor, kind of synesthesia anchors. Well, friends, and I would say NLP is one of the global syllabus. It should be included in every school, every college. The days are going to come, NLP will become a part of every syllabus. And unless you don't want to improve, NLP cannot be. You're already using NLP, whether you want it or not. But only thing is, we are only putting it in one format. There is no magic in NLP. Well, I'm mentoring a lot of my groups. One is the Tirunelveli Housewife and Mothers Group, a housewives group. They have done my training program, and after the training program, they make a WhatsApp group. And once in a month, once in a week, they call me for their questions and clarification. And this is a housewife group, and another is a mothers group is there, coordinated by one of the young mothers. She's in Bangalore. She coordinates the mothers group, mastermind mothers group. And recently, she asked me what areas my son can go. He is mostly an auditory style. Well, any auditory person can go for routine job, anything standard job, anything he likes. He cannot take a job which challenges him or which is confused or which is very creative. And we also have a mastermind group from Chennai headed by Shankar. And you can see his videos of how the mastermind group. This is a group of entrepreneurs who always have their mastermind group using NLP psychology or NLP techniques. And there are, every batch will create its own WhatsApp group, and the group are active once the group coordinator is active. Okay. Well, we give the mentoring support even after the training program, which very people do that. My mentoring support, sometimes it is direct, sometimes indirect. It is in the form of a webinar, mostly in the form of an Ask PTS podcast. Or it may be an answer in through video formats. Okay. Let me tell you two important incidents. We had one group in Mumbai. And I was a part of the group. At that time, I was experiencing, I'm telling about 15 years old. When I was experiencing, we were all in a meeting of NLP. As well, there is one technique we teach called clear suit technique. That is the last technique we teach. And daily, we ask them to do this so that all the they can create only oxytocin hormones, and they can minimize the other cortisol hormones or the negative hormones. And when we were creating this oxytocin hormone, what actually we had, one of the friends had an intuition that something is wrong somewhere, and a certain number started flashing. And this is a recorded one, he just brushed it aside. There was one more, the same thing, one more person in the group, he got the same flash number. And within the next 3 hours, we were shocked to see that one of my friends, you know, his name I think I remember, Vamshi got an interview call letter. The number of the interview call letter was matching to the whatever flash within us. This is how you can tap your intuition. Once you start practicing it, what actually happens is it becomes a habit for you. You can start practicing it anywhere, okay, for any problem. And I have used it for recruitment as an HR chief. If you are in the field of corporate, HR chief, I use it for recruitment. And if you are a middle manager, you build your subordinates, it's useful. If you are a grandfather, you can use it for mentoring. How to program yourself so that your next generation and the third generation listens to you. NLP, in other words, is nothing but a technique of using your subconscious mind to produce whatever the mental status you want. And from the happiness state, you can radiate happiness. And what I'm telling you is purely, I would say, an empirical science. I would not call it a mathematical science. It all depends upon it's a practice. The more you practice, the more you get it. And we ensure you that you practice in the training program, in the training sessions. Okay? You have any questions to ask me, you can go and find out whether I have answered in already in my YouTube or in my podcast. But still, you're welcome to ask any question. And NLP is very simple. It's nothing but your own skills, your own thoughts. See, the route for clearing traffic The route for clearing a traffic, the idea for clearing a traffic is not different from the idea of clearing their stagnated thoughts. If you are living in the past, it is because of your thoughts. If you want to go to your future, it is because of the thought you are cherishing, whether to go for a program or not, or useful or not. Because when you are not moving in the direction, you are always moving away from your goal. The earlier, the better. NLP is one training program which I would call the push yourself training program. If you want to push yourself, yes, please attend NLP training program. I do not say it is with me. You can attend with any NLP practitioner, but do your homework, whether he's a fake guy or whether he's a teacher or a trainer. And a fake guy, I would call him as he may be reading from books, because NLP doesn't come from books. NLP is to be experiential training program, so you can all automatically eliminate. Second thing is he a practitioner, is he practicing it? Or he is teaching in schools and colleges. If he has been teaching for many times, I would call him only a teacher, because he doesn't have a practicing session. Go and find out, do your homework, how many videos he has produced, how many clients he has produced, what are the testimonials. You can also talk to one of the testimonials, one of the person. You can go and do your Googling work. But NLP is a push yourself program. Wish you all success. See you in my next training program. Bye-bye. I'm looking forward to thank you. Thank you very much. Hi, hello, I am Dr. Sundaram, your NLP coach, counselor, mentor, trainer, and the leading NLP psychologist of India. Welcome for this episode. This episode is mostly answering questions to my clients or my trainees who have attended my training program, a part of my coaching and counseling of the last 20 years. You can see my two decades of work of helping the youth of the society. Either you can see it in my YouTube videos, 350 YouTube videos are there, or on the 100 podcasts. We conduct NLP training in Telugu, in Tamil, English and Hindi. Basic master practitioners and advanced practitioners, trainers. Well, today's question is from Susila, one of my clients from Kanyakumari. She has completed a counseling session for her son and for herself at my clinic. And should I come for the NLP training program? Very good question, Susila. Nalla kelvi ketirukinga. Well, generally, you look at the psychology of the human being. What actually happens when you are in emergency mode, when you are in a crisis mode, then only you go to the doctor, you know. So, you go to the doctor when you are in a crisis mode. And the doctor prescribes you a medicine for 3 days, what do? First dosage, you become normal. Second dosage, you become normal and forget the medicine. And the same thing happens with any sort of consultation. Many young parents come and pray for their children. Help me, sir, as if the whole they are ready to do anything for the sake of the children. Okay. Because he's not able to concentrate, or his performance is going bad, or he has beaten somebody in the school, and he'll be removed for his bad behavior or anger. But what actually happens, the children respond very fast in my psychological sessions. And the parents say, sir, why don't you counsel him further? The young minds are very amenable for counseling or for coaching. Then I tell the parent that if you require counseling, you have to come for counseling, not the children. Because the young android generation is very, very clear why they need what they need. Because they are getting updated from their friends. All good habits and bad habits. All very fast from the internet, from the friends. At the same time, the parents are getting outdated. They have stopped education. They don't read any books. They don't attend seminars on parenting.
nor they are a part of a parent group to know about it. And they want to bring the children the same parenting style their parents have made them. I was giving a lecture to one of the schools in Chennai. At the end of the whole lecture, one teacher came and told me, "Sir, my son is not writing. Can you do something for him?" Then I told him why he should write. "Sir, the same question my son is asking." "Okay, the same question son is asking, the same question doctor is asking, not you tell." Then after asking n number of questions, she came and told, "No, sir. My parent used to write, ask me write every day half a page for improving the handwriting." So what actually is happening? The parenting model, you are only extending it. Okay, at the time you didn't question, isn't it? Your student style was, your child style was, you never questioned your parent. But today's children are questioning you. They are getting updated, you are getting outdated. Daily he knows 3 or 4 tricks to cheat the mother. How you will build rapport with him? In the 3 days process, what actually happens is, all thing is, you will also not only learn from me, I will have a lot of time to talk to you case by case. And I will make you almost already, every mother is a psychologist, half psychologist. Now you become full psychologist. The advantage of giving a 50% discount for young mothers, particularly young parent, my clients, is when a young mother is educated, 3 generations get benefited. One is her own generation. Second is the next generation. And third is the grandchildren. Okay. A woman educated is 3 generations educated. We did a webinar, is a seminar on mobile. A lot of young mothers participated. And just by changing the style of the child, the performance improved. Once you do the NLP psychology, you will know how to classify yourself first. Then you will know how to classify the mood of your child, how to name the emotions of the child. You become a psychologist for your own child. Just by changing one style, the child was... I think this girl was, this mother was, name was Rupa, and she had no other option to teach the children, do the homework in the night. But once I understood the psychology of the child, she just shifted the style. She made the baby get up in the morning, and she's a early bird reader. Very simple, and the performance gone very high. So this way, young parents can help their children. And the education system cannot take care. School teachers are not psychologists. But I go to most of the schools there who are not B.Eds, all engineering graduates, commerce graduates, double graduate. They have come only for the sake of the salary. So very the passionate teachers. School syllabus will not allow you. And at the end, what is happening? After doing engineering, no jobs. You are preparing him for something to commit suicide after 20 years. That is the education system. There are cases, you know, one parent came to me because the boy threatened to give suicide. After 9 years, he could not complete his arrears in engineering and medicine. Because you are not identified, parents have not done their homework, not asked them. They assume that he is reading like a novel. And the boy threatened to commit suicide, then they came to me. You should not become such a parent. And it is very easy to change the manufacturing defect here. Afterward, what is the use of putting him by paying 1 crore in medicine or 50 lakhs in engineering when he says, "I cannot do it"? Why can't you spend that amount now? Because anyhow, you are going to buy toys for them. Anyhow, you are playing, invest in games, invest in sports. Once you understand the psychology of your child, you can purchase your games connected to his psychology. You can purchase the toys according to his psychology. You can give exercise according to his psychology. Okay. Otherwise, what happens when there's a big complaint, you will come back. As a twig is bent, so is the tree. So, If you come to NLP training program, particularly my clients, already you know about it. Now you'll get an in-depth knowledge of it, and you'll be able to make a better children, a better citizen for yourself. Otherwise, paying a price is very costly. It's irreparable cost. See, please understand, when a person is physically injured, there is a hand is broken or leg is broken, what happens? Everybody will say, oh God, what happened here? When did it happen? How did it happen? Public sympathy is there. But the boy who is have poor concentration, not able to talk, who is the last person in the school, he does not want to talk to his mother, who is going silent, performance going down. It's going down because the parents are not getting updated. So you decide as a parent you want to get updated or outdated. Come for the seminar. Spread this message. If you like it, spread this message. Share with your friends. Welcome for the NLP training program. It is scheduled in December 21st to 23rd, 2018. Welcome. Thank you very much. Hi, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, and good night. I'm Dr. Sundaram, your coach, counselor, mentor, and trainer from India. Welcome for today's episode. Thank you, friends. I have a small break. I have to do basic NLP practitioner's course. I completed it in Tamil and English. A lot of matured participants and an apex level participants were there. We had a good time. And I was very happy that my first batch NLP student, an IT professional, came. He did the NLP in the year 2002 with me, and he has been sharing with the students how he applied NLP in professional life, in training and personal life. That is a boost for all these trainees. And some of the family members of that first batch, they came. Thank you all for coming and blessing, supporting my NLP training program, the first NLP training program in Tamil Nadu, in Chennai. And so far, I might have done more than 70 training programs, but that was in North. The first time now I am relocated in Chennai. That was it. Very good. Well, today's learning. Learning is USP of NLP trainers. What is USP? You know, if you are a management student, you call them unique selling point or unique selling proposition. And one of the senior members asked me that he has attended some 3 to 4 training program before attending my training program. And he did it in last program was in Dubai. He has spent it in Riyadh. He went with a lot of expectations. Now he finds a difference. And why some NLP trainers are doing something which is not NLP and some are doing NLP, some have what standard? Yes. Thank you very much. Please understand there is no standard evaluation for NLP. And that is a plus point, that is a minus point. Because there are different schools of thinking, Bandler, Grinders, Unite, and many other trainers. But basic, there is a syllabus. If you adhere to certain international guidelines, there is some syllabus, and that is what we do follow. Well, and one thing which hurted me is this trainee told me that the concerned trainer has cheated him. And this is the 5th program he is attending. Okay. And I would say that you have not absorbed the DNA of NLP principles. Okay. One of the great, I would say, the NLP insights is God may forgive your sins, but your nervous system will not. God may forgive your sins, your nervous system will not. So, auntie, unless you forgive that trainer, okay, your system will not get cleared, and tomorrow you will go and find the same sort of fault with me. You find a better trainer than me, then you will say that what I taught you is not good. Okay, that is the moral side of it. See, please understand, every NLP trainer has got is his own USP, unique selling point. Some may be doing it for money, some may be doing for accomplishment. But one basic thing you have to understand is the certificate itself is very clear, NLP practitioner certificate. You have to practice. Without practice, you don't blame the trainers. Well, a really way to know NLP, that was my next question. His next question was, way to know really NLP. Number one is, please understand, as long as cheatable population, cheatable segment is there, cheaters will be there. If you want to learn cricket, I would give a metaphor of cricket. Where you can learn cricket? You can go and learn from a person who has been a spectator for the last 20 years. You have a second option of learning it from the commentator. You have a third option of learning it from the cricket captain. Depending upon your money, your time, your budget, you can choose. And everybody has got their own plus and their own minus. So don't blame any NLP trainer. If at all you have to blame yourself, because you have not done the homework. Nowadays, internet is available, lot of transparent. Talk to a few students before attending what he is giving. Okay. What is his wit? Does he have a depth? Depth means only conducting NLP training program, 300 programs, 400 programs, 1 million people covered. He is only an academic or like a teacher. A teacher who retires after 30 years can claim that he has taught around 1 lakh students. Okay, the depth, he is going only to numbers. And sometimes the public speaking trainers are there, public speaking teachers are there. They always boast about, I am a trainer, I am a coach, I am a mentor, I am a counselor. They do not know the difference between a coach, mentor, counselor, because the public speaking, you have to add certain rhythm, they also add the rhythm. A trainer is different, a teacher is different, a coach is different. Do his homework. He may be there. Do his homework. I was a coach from ICF. I retired as general manager of BHEL, and I had the opportunity of practicing coaching. I had the opportunity of practicing mentoring, mentor matching and mentee. You look at my experience, look at my wit. You look at my YouTube, my HR experience, how much I have shared. Similarly, found out how much he has shared, the trainer, how much he has shared. Has he shared in his blog? How many videos he has put? What is the width of experience? Please understand, my dear friend, every trainer has to start somewhere. Maybe initially the book trainer. He will repeat like that. And he will also charge you like that. Okay. Some do it in 5-star hotels. Well, naturally to be costly, isn't it? Somebody do it in 10-star hotel, naturally to be costly. There are many soda bubble trainers you might have come across. Suddenly they have got the knowledge, they have got the influence, they start appear on TVs and a few YouTube videos, suddenly they disappear. Afterwards, no more YouTube video, no more blogs, no more contribution. So you have enough material to do your homework. If you are not doing that homework, I don't blame that trainer, because tomorrow you will blame me also. That is what I told him. And third point, I would say every trainer is evolving, improving. Maybe a person who was once upon a time a book trainer, wasn't it? Who was a spectator, he becomes a commentator. He becomes a commentator, he can also become a cricketer. He can also be a cricketer, he can also become a captain. Not maybe an international captain, he can become a local captain. So please understand, every trainer is having his own USP. I mean, initially he is focused only to make money. Then afterward, how much mentoring, how much coaching he does. Well, I am also searching for the last 20 years. I have seen many such trainers who have come and gone, many practitioners. My students are conducting directly and indirectly, my students are conducting NLP, because we can claim proudly that we are the first generation trainers. Me and my batchmates. There are a lot of NLP trainers, second generation has taken over.
Inside of 20 years, this one, I am searching for few of my prospective trainees. Because there are many emails say that they won't attend my training program. They listen to my Telugu podcast, a Tamil podcast, English podcast, Hindi podcast. And the mentoring, my questions I answer to my groups. I got a different groups. One is a mother's group is there in Bangalore. One practitioner group in Chennai. Sometimes get associated with Tirunelveli group. I get pleasure in doing that. So I am searching for a few sincere students. Because a person who has gone through the pain, he knows what a pain is. Nowadays, the last maybe 3 years after my lot of counseling and coaching practice, I'm searching for teachers, particularly lady teachers and mothers who have come for my counseling, who has gone out of their pain or trauma. And really, when I train them, when they come and they give the feedback, I have a lot of satisfaction. I have added one more value to the society. Because the education system is beyond our control. Only parents have to take care of the children. Okay. After doing IIT, no job. Because of some education which a mother can give, which a father can give, education system cannot give. All the successful persons are there because of these parents were enlightened. They have gone through few courses, few skills, which they have learned and they have applied it. So friends, if you are a mother and you do not have a direction, if you are getting confused about your child's future, if you are a teacher, really feel you'd like to help a lot, because most of the teachers are not psychologists. And if you are a psychologist and you feel that your life is stuck up, you are welcome for my next NLP training program. It is scheduled in January 25th, 26th and 27th at Chennai. So friends, this question is mostly from my students who are in different parts of the country. This is called Ask PTS Podcast. You can see it in different forum. Okay. Now my question to you is, are you in a state where you are stuck up? Where you want to proceed, first step you are not able to go, second step you are not able to go. What would be the three incidents where you are stuck up? Could you please write down and you can mail it to me. And if you are interested in NLP training program, basic, you can come to Chennai. A nice accommodation, food, those are all will be provided at a very low cost. And you can do your homework, find out what type of trainer I am in 350 YouTube videos and 100 podcasts. You can share this, listen to this. You can download it. You can send it to your friends. And you can also add value to your life. For you, it's a sharing. For somebody, it's a saving of life. Okay? Thank you very much. See you in the next episode. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.